the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. It's the 19th of April, with the intentions of this being our last meeting. We have Senator Kelly, Senator Dunleavy, Senator Costello, Senator Wilkowski, Chair Coghill. The business before us today is House Bill 8, which is the act relating to protective orders, which has two elements to it. It broadens out a recognition of authority in several different places for orders, like restraining orders for those who are looking for protection against sexual assault, domestic violence. In the other committee was added a section on this actually is complying with Violence Against Women's Act, to best of my knowledge. Then it had to do with who was available on court view, and the other committee put in there that it, according to complying with violence against women, that the person filing the petition shouldn't be in a public view, and that's our court view. And the court had said that they would not put both names on there for a variety of reasons. I agree with that particular stance. I don't have any amendment to it, but I did want the sponsor to at least have a statement. I was hoping to bring this up for a vote today. I do want the speaker to come up and speak to it. My intention is to ask for a call and vote, but you certainly have your chance to give us any input that you have. So put yourself on the record and for Senate and for the Senate CS for House Bill 8. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Tim Clark. I'm staff to Representative Etchman. And understanding it's your intention, Mr. Chairman, to move the bill today as is, just wanted to convey what I believe the sponsor of the bill has already conveyed to your office, but on the record that sponsor agrees that the CNRA amendment certainly raises an important issue. However, it is a complicated matter and is problematic from the sponsor's point of view for HB 8. The amendment has unfortunately created opposition to a bill that before enjoyed wide support among stakeholders. We believe this issue should be the subject of standalone legislation in order for it to be carefully evaluated in a forum that does not hinder the progress of otherwise uncontroversial legislation. And that's pretty much our point of view, and we just wanted that on the record.
So. Thank you very much. I appreciate the input. By the way, having carried some very non-controversial bills in my life that had controversial things put to it, I appreciate and can empathize. So thank you for your input. Is there any questions for the sponsors staff at this point? No, thank you. I appreciate it. And we've had this bill. This is number two before us. So I think that it's not, in my view, as controversial as the sponsor may think it is, but I can appreciate that. So I do have Mary Lindquist on, who is from the Attorney General, for questions and other than that. I'm going to close public testimony at this point and ask for the will of the committee. You want to move it?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate CS for House Bill Number 8, Community Regional Affairs, Version Juliet, from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Is there objection to movement from the committee at this point? Without objection, Senate CS for House Bill Number 8 will move from committee to its next committee referral, which I do believe is the rules, and we can go from there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Please stay here to sign the record for me, ladies and gentlemen. And with that, we're going to adjourn this meeting. Thank you very much, Tim. Appreciate it. And give our regards to the speaker. Thank you. All right. With that, the Senate Judiciary Committee is adjourned.